Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter S. S makes the sound S. And I'm excited to do this activity with you. I just need you to remember that it's called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's all good. You can finish writing or coloring something at the end. Okay, let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our papers and write neatly so we know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And when you're finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You don't need it. Not for a while anyway. We're going to color first. So at the top of your page, you'll see a picture, and it's a beach scene. It looks lovely, and there are some objects in our picture that begin with the letter S and make the sound. So we are going to look for those, and we're going to color them. So let's start with the girl. That little girl, her name is Sarah, and Sarah begins with the letter S, and it says Sarah. Yep, you can hear it, Sarah. So let's color Sarah's shirt. She's wearing a shirt. She's not swimming yet. Let's color her shirt purple. Find a purple crayon, and let's color Sarah's shirt purple. Ready, go. It doesn't look like it has sleeves. Sleeve starts with the letter S too. So I'm going to leave her arms alone. I don't think she has sleeves on her shirt. But Sarah begins with the letter S, and so does sleeves. S, Sarah, S, sleeves. Yep. I don't think she has sleeves on her shirt. Let's color, while we're there, let's color her shorts. Looks like she's wearing shorts. Let's color the shorts purple too, in and around that little shovel that she's holding. Color neatly. I know it's skinny in there, but you can do it. You can do it. So Sarah and sleeve both begin with the letter S. S, Sarah, S, sleeve. S, sleeve, S. You know what? Let's color her bow. She has a bow in her hair. Let's color it purple too so it matches. Go ahead and color her bow and her hair purple. And when you're finished, you can put your purple crayon down. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, Sarah is building something that begins with the letter S. What is Sarah building? Yes, a sand castle. So let's find a brown crayon because the sand is brown. If you can't find your brown crayon, you could use your yellow crayon, or you could blend them together and kind of do brown and yellow at the same time. And let's color the sand castle and the sand that she's sitting on, that mound of sand, brown or yellow. Ready, go. So sand and sand castle begin with the letter S, just like Sarah and sleeve. S, sand, S, S, sand, S. You try it. S, sand, S. S makes the sound of S. S makes the sound of S. We kind of sound like a snake. Oh, snake begins with the letter S too. Snake. So all of these begin with the letter S and they make that sound. It's a fun sound to make. Yes. Snake. Sand. Sarah. Sleeve. All of these have the letter S sound at the beginning. All of them. Luckily, there is no snake in our picture. No, thank you. Mm-mm, not today. No, thank you. I am not a fan. I know some people are, but not Mrs. Oldham. Are you kidding me? No way. I am also not a fan of spiders, which also begins with the letter S. Spider. No thanks. Not today. Nope. We have happy S pictures if you ask me. All right. When you're finished with the sand castle and the mound of sand that Sarah is sitting on, go ahead and put your brown crayon down. I'll give you 10 more seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, boys and girls. Now we also have a boy in the picture. His name is not Sarah. No, his name is Sam. Sam. Let's color Sam's shirt green. Find your green crayon and let's color Sam's shirt green. Sam has the letter S at the beginning of his name and it makes the sound. Sam says S. Sam, S, Sam, just like Sarah, and sleeve, and sand. Okay, Sam's shirt is not that big, so I'm pretty much finished coloring his shirt. So let's put down our green crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, Sam is playing soccer. Do you see the soccer ball? Now, sometimes soccer balls are black and white, but we're going to color the white part of the soccer ball. Ready for this? Red, because sometimes soccer balls come in different colors. So find some kind of a red crayon, and let's color the white part of the soccer ball red. So soccer begins with the letter S, just like Sam. Sam is playing soccer. S, soccer, S. Sarah is building a sandcastle, and Sam is playing soccer. S. All of these say S. They make the S sound, and they say S, like a snake. But no snakes in my picture today. No thank you. No ma'am. No sir. All right, so our soccer ball is black and red. So when you're finished with your red crayon and coloring your... When you're finished coloring the soccer ball, you can put down your red crayon. All right, take 5 more seconds for the red soccer ball. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, so... Sarah has a sandcastle. Sam has a soccer ball. Should we color the water? Water. Does that begin with the letter S? No, we're going to leave the water alone. How about the sailboat? Should we color the sailboat? Yes, sailboat begins with the letter S. Now listen carefully to this part. The sailboat has 2 sails. One of the sails has stripes. It has stripes. Let's color the sail with the stripes only orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon. And we're only coloring the sail with the stripes orange. All right, go ahead. We're just coloring the one with the stripes orange. So sailboat begins with the letter S. S, sail, S, sail, S, and stripe begins with the letter S. S, stripe, S, stripe, S, and we're coloring the sail with the stripes orange. Okay, I finished my orange sail. Go ahead and put down your orange crayon. And then let's find our yellow crayon, some kind of a yellow crayon. And let's color the other sail, the one that doesn't have any stripes, yellow. So we have an orange sail and a yellow sail. Because sail starts with the letter S. Yes, Sarah has a sand castle and Sam is playing soccer. And there's a sailboat in the ocean and everyone is having fun. And I wish I was at the beach. I do. I wish. Okay, So we have an orange sail with stripes and a yellow sail with no stripes. Okay, put your yellow crayon down. Boys and girls, should we color the waves? Waves. Does that begin with the letter S? Nope. How about the seal? Yes, that begins with the letter S. Seal. Find a black crayon. If you can't find a black crayon, you can use your pencil. It will make a nice gray color. Let's color the seal black. Seal. S. Seal. S. Seal. I love seals. They're so cute. S. Seal. The seal is by the sailboat and it's coming closer. The seal is by the sailboat and it's coming closer. They both start with S and they both say sailboat and seal and Sarah and Sam. Put your black crayon down. So that's a lot of S's. Sarah, Sam, Sam, soccer, sleeve. Stripe, sail, seal. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's pick up our pencil. I think we found enough things to color. Let's do a little bit of writing. Let's start on number one. If you look at number one and you go across, you're going to see three capital S letters, or we can call them uppercase. We're going to trace them together. Start on number one. Trace the first capital S. Ready, go. S, S. Scoot over. Trace the next one. Capital S says S. Scoot over, trace the third one. S. Scoot over. There is nothing for you to trace because I want you to write your own capital S. Ready, go. S. Try to stay on the line. Scoot over, do it again. Capital S. Scoot over, do it one more time. Capital or uppercase S. S. Yep. Okay, number two. There are three lowercase S's in a row. Let's trace them. Ready, go. Lowercase S. Scoot over, trace it. S. Scoot over, trace it. S. Scoot over. Oh, but there's nothing for me to trace. Oh, no. Well, guess what? Write your own lowercase S. Ready, go. S. Scoot over, do it again, write your own. S, scoot over, do it one last time. S, nice. Okay, number three. We are looking for the uppercase or the capital S's on number three. There are, if you look across, there are a lot of letters. They are dark and black and bold. Look for a capital S. Anytime you see one, circle it. Ready, go. Don't circle anything you traced. Don't circle anything you wrote. Stay on number three. Just go across number three. Circle all the capital S's you can find. Let's count them. How many did you find? One, two, three. Me too. Three. We have three uppercase S's. Now stay on number three and let's look for the lowercase S's. Ready, go. The lowercase S's. Find the lowercase S's. Remember, stay on number three. Don't go up and circle anything you traced or anything you wrote. Stay on number three. Okay, I'm finished. How many did you find? Me too. I found three also. One, two, three. So we have three capital S's or uppercase S's circled and three lowercase S's circled. And they're all on number three. All right, number four. There are pictures. I am going to name the picture. You circle it. If it begins with the letter S, it makes the sound. Ready? Number four, the very first picture is the number seven. Seven. Should we circle it? Yes, we should. Seven begins with S and says seven. Scoot over. Socks. Socks. Should we circle it? Yes, we should. Socks begins with the letter S and says scoot over. Ball. Ball. No, leave it alone. Scoot over. Fence. Fence. No, leave it alone. Scoot over. Sun. Sun. Yes. circle the sun. Sun begins with the letter S. Sun. Last picture, guitar. Guitar. No, leave it alone. So we circled seven, socks, sun. Friends, we finished the whole activity. We are letter S experts now. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.